something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, The Benefits of Prayer.
Hallelujah.
That term, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. The right rendering is, the Spirit bears us up. You see, He props us. Like you're speaking in tongues, in, like you're trying to get up, okay? Speaking in tongues, and then the Holy Ghost props you up. He helps you. There are limitations. There are infirmities, weaknesses. You don't know what to pray for about this situation. And so the Holy Spirit takes over the prayer. That's what He says. There's the one your spirit is praying in tongues. He says, if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth, but my understanding is unfruitful. My spirit prayeth. You remember that? My spirit prayeth. So it's your spirit that prays in tongues, even though the language is granted your spirit by the Holy Ghost. But in this one, it's not your spirit that's praying anymore. Look at it. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit Himself maketh intercession for us. He's doing the prayer now. With what? Groanings which cannot be uttered. You see, at that moment, you've been speaking in tongues, your spirit's been praying, you come to this level, the Holy Ghost takes over, and now you don't, it's no longer tongues. It's all deep sighs and groans, as though you're crying. You don't know why you're crying. And you you can't even stop it. No words are being formed. And all you got is deep sighs and groans. You even have to hold your stomach. You don't know why. Tears coming out. There's no pain, but this crying won't stop. Why? The Spirit Himself maketh intercession for us with groanings. He's taken over the prayer. Because you don't know what to pray for as you ought. This is the highest kind of prayer. And how little many Christians understand this. Some can live a whole year without having this experience. Because they don't yield themselves to the Holy Ghost. Some are afraid of it because they don't know it. That's every time I try to pray, I find myself shaking and crying. So I don't pray, like, I don't pray far anymore. Once I just say, Father, in Jesus' name, plus God minus devil, amen. And I run away. But this is the highest kind of prayer. When you pray like this, you know you're settling things for the future. Oh, God. Keep arandogo sopradela. So what did you say in tongues? He said, it's my joy to make it happen for you. That's what the Holy Ghost said. Hallelujah. That's what the Holy Ghost said. It's my joy to make it happen for you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yeah. If you will pray like that, you'll be amazed at your life. I tell people, I'll always be successful. I'll always be. I'll always be. God has the right people to help me at the right time and at the right place. I'll always be. Because look at these secrets. These are the secrets given to us from the Word. These are the secrets from God's kingdom given to His children. To live a successful life, you always win. Hallelujah. Yeah. Step aside. You pray. Pray. Waiting for the Holy Ghost to take over. Hallelujah. As you speak in tongues. Speak in tongues. Run your mind through the scriptures. Before long, your spirit will pick something. And once the Holy Ghost then does that, and that's it. And you're gone. This is why certain Christians have come to a point in their lives where it's like there's no more progress. They've tried and tried and tried, but no progress. They've done everything they know to do. And then frustration sets in. They're now being worn out because they prayed and prayed and prayed. It didn't work. They fasted and fasted and fasted. There was no change. They prophesied. There was no change. Prophecies were given over them. There was no change. And now they're wondering, can these bones live? I'm showing you a better way. There's a higher law. Are you hearing me? Because when the Spirit takes over, you know, many of us know how to pray very well. I mean, you'd be amazed at how some of us have words for prayer. When you haven't faced serious things, you have words. Hey, kabose, take care, mama. Continue. The time comes where all the spiritual vocabulary will be expired. Then you say, There isn't more to say. You might just fall and remain on the floor. And then, and the Holy Ghost takes over for you. Hallelujah. Yeah. It's called the breaking of the horse. Glory to God. But you can learn those things by taking action, praying the right way, yielding yourself to God. It's not hard. It's not hard at all. It's not hard at all. And this can happen to you frequently, sometimes for a period of time, and then may not just continue like every day, but it can happen every day. I mean, I've experienced it like almost, how can I explain it? Without that kind of prayer, I wouldn't be here. And I'm serious. But in my journey in Christ, all these years, this has been my experience. Because in the place of prayer, I see. My eyes are open when I close them. Do you understand what I mean? closing them, I don't mean physically, I mean in prayer. That means when I shut out the world, then I really see. Otherwise, you can't carry on ministry seriously. There are too many devils. You understand? They outnumber human beings. There are more demons than humans. How are you going to navigate your way through a world that's full of wickedness? You think that just because you're nice, the world is going to be nice to you. You're joking. Doesn't happen that way. When you do good things, it will not put you on other people's good books. They don't like you for it. And that's why you have to pray like this, because when you pray like this, then no matter what they do, you remain untouchable. And then you're able to look at them without hating them, without being bitter, because you're winning. I mean, if you're winning, why do you care? Why do you care? You don't care what's been done against you or said about you, because you're winning anyhow. So you raise your head and square your shoulders, because you're winning. Glory to God. Then you really see. You see your future. You see your future. The gospel is important to you. The Holy Ghost doesn't spend time with those who don't care about the gospel. The gospel is God's number one priority. It's important. He sent his son to die. Remember that. Nothing is more important than that. The gospel is so important to God. And once you key into that and the gospel becomes important to you, your house becomes God's headquarters, center of operation. Angels are coming in and out of your house doing things. They're always around you. You want something, it's made available. You think about it, it arrives. Why? Because the angels are under instruction to make sure everything you need is made available. That's the life I live.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me and God raised them from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
For inquiries, kindly call +1 869 664 4424 or send an email to info@loveworldradionetworks.org. God bless you.